What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in a minute. But I do want to close out on the economic part of our program here. Very troubling article out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, corporate insiders are dumping their own stocks at levels rarely seen. And we have seen this before in history, where the insiders know something is about to happen and they will liquidate and they will get out. Because that's what always happens. When there's a correction, when there's a crash, the insiders get out first and they drop the losses on everybody else around them. I guess they consider it a survival skill. I remember many years ago, I worked on a movie called The Day the Bubble Burst, which was based on a book of the same name by a gentleman named William Hupt, who'd been a trader on the floor when the crash of 29 happened. And he actually brought in that last little piece of ticker tape with the day's losses, and he'd had it framed and everything. And he was just telling me all these stories about people who just had a gut hunch it wasn't going to hold together, and they were all bailing. All right, let's take a phone call. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, speaking of the economy, gold is down to $1,238 right now. It hasn't been there in a while. I've been keeping an eye on it. The reason I called in today was I caught Mike Cernovich this morning, and he was dropping some pretty explosive, news breaks, I guess. He's saying that McMaster's is out. The Trump administration, that he's crossed the line with Trump. Apparently he brought in a buddy of his and gave him his own office without Trump's knowledge. And everything that Cernovich has been saying has been coming true. He's got his someone on the inside. So what he's suggesting is they're going to promote McMaster's to a four-star general, which is, I guess, very coveted. But
yes.
I thought that was interesting. I wanted to share that because I think Cernovich has got he's on the pulse of something over there in the White House. He's breaking a lot of stuff lately.
Well, let me just say that it sounds strange. If McMaster's is out, why give him a promotion? I mean, he could just simply be reassigned. And I know at that level in the government, nobody wants to say that you're fired, but it has happened. Usually,
right.
the way they go through is Trump would say, I would like you to resign. And McMaster says, yes, I'll resign. And maybe that was the quid pro quo, that he gets to be a four-star. But that's still, unless McMaster actually retires at the same time, then that gives him a lot of power and authority within the military establishment, which already seems to be going a little rogue as it is.
Right. He actually addressed that, and they were trying to put a positive spin on it. And he actually is going to land on his feet with a position on some committee or something. I'm not that well versed in that part of the government. But I just wanted to emphasize again that Cernovich he was on fire today. I mean, he had so many things to go over. I won't take up time on the show today with it, but I encourage people to look at him today. He was on InfoWars. He's actually in it. He's being added to their staff. He's going to have a 1 hour spot per week. But one of the best things I saw was he went to the White House press briefing. He's got press credential for White House, and he chastised the White House reporters for not covering any of this Antifa violence against Trump supporters. And he even asked Spicer as he was walking out of the room, and everyone kind of, jeered at Cernovich. But there's a great video. I encourage you to go find it. And he lets them have it. And they're barking back at him. There's videos. But very good stuff. I'm glad to see he's on the inside of the White House now. And they actually complained about him to the White House. that he was in there causing trouble, and they reviewed it, and they said, no, he was acting totally professional, courteous. He just simply asked a question of the media, and they chose not to respond.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly going to take a closer look at him. But again, there are too many missing pieces on this McMaster's story. And so I'm going to have to go digging after that a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I called you. I'd like to get your take on these things.
Well, I'm not up on that. Yeah, this is the first I've heard about it. And again, if Trump wants McMaster's out, I'd like to know what committee, which committee he's going to. Just sort of figure out what's going on behind the scenes. But if Trump really is shoving McMaster's out, I seriously doubt over it's over the misuse of the office. And it may be
He was feeding him false intelligence was one of the main things. Manipulating intelligence was, it's been an ongoing thing. And then just
you mean McMaster's kind of, was feeding false intelligence information to Donald Trump? Well, that would certainly be a firing offense. And maybe Trump is finally going to start growing a spine and realizing, you know, the sort of people that he has around him right now. I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, when you were referencing Hillary today, it just came back to me, like, why the heck is she still allowed to walk around? She's a clear and present danger to this republic. She should be locked up, and that's the one thing. I mean, I'm kind of all about the tar and feather now. We need to find these people and tar and feather them. I was at the movies yesterday, and they were promoting Al Gore's latest disinformation, global warming. And I'm going to the movies to kind of decompress and forget about this stuff, and here's Gore in my face. So I just started yelling at the screen. Keep in mind, the theater's three-quarter full. I go, this man is a liar. He's a known liar. And all these women started rustling, and they were upset because they were also showing Trump. And I said, he's showing the coastal regions flooding. Go, why did he just buy a home on the coast? Why doesn't he have solar power on his mansions? And so I got the theater kind of in a little bit of a huff. And then I waited out in the lobby after the theater in case anyone wanted to come up and discuss what I had said. And an old gentleman was, he was very upset, and he's like, I can't believe the theater is showing that propaganda. So it kind of got a little bit of a debate going within the theater, which was kind of nice. But, I mean, I couldn't sit there and through that, you know, propaganda movie he's promoting.
Well, you know, what's amazing, you know, they tried to launch Inconvenient Sequel with all these claims by NASA and NOAA that it's the hottest year on record, blah, 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 blah. And yet we've just had a very late spring snowstorm, which has caused tremendous damage to the early spring crops. And we're all going to be feeling that pain at the supermarket.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people are brainwashed. And if we can reach them with facts, you know, and I think Al Gore is a good target because he is buying mansions on coastal plains, and he is not.
He bought one in Southern California, but it is beachfront. And yeah. But we know the whole thing is a hoax. It's a scam. We live in a world that is of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. And then when we stand up and say we're tired of being scammed, they start throwing things at us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Joseph Watson. He made a mockery of Leonardo DiCaprio accepting awards, green awards, while he's flying hairdressers around the globe to come do his hair and stuff like that, you know, on jumbo jets. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again. We're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Just getting an update here. Tommy Lahren is back on Fox News. She had left, and now she's apparently back. So bridges may be mended over there, and we'll see what's going to happen there. Okay, turning over to the French election, there is a new phenomenon that is beginning to appear that may dramatically shift the outcome. Apparently, 14 million French voters are planning to hand in blank protest votes on Sunday's final election. The voters feel disenchanted with the state of French politics and feel that neither anti-migrant Marine Le Pen or centrist Emmanuel Macron represent them. But most of these people handing in the blank ballots were people expected to support Macron. So this 14 million vote boycott might propel Le Pen to the presidency. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, Theresa May is out there accusing the European Union of trying to affect this summer's upcoming election, and she's absolutely right, they're doing it. But it's okay for them to do it. I mean, it's not like it's Russia's doing it, but it's okay for Brussels to do it here. It's okay for the United States to do it, and it's certainly okay for Israel to come on in and mess with your politics. But you Russians, you better not do that. You'd better not do that at all. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show this next story. Apparently, Brussels has now issued an order across all the European Union that all internal border checks have to be scrapped within 6 months. As you know, some of the member states of the European Union are suffering under this refugee influx, increased crime, rape, diseases, and they have started pulling away from Schengen and starting to actually have border controls again. And Brussels is saying, no, you take it all down. We are just one federated nation. We are in charge, and the refugees can come and go as they will. And this is obviously affecting countries like Austria, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, who have reinstituted border controls. And they're going to be looking for some other way that they can try and keep the situation under control. Now, as you know, the Brexit is still ongoing. And this summer's election is probably going to be the difference between a hard Brexit and a soft Brexit. But at issue is the divorce payment. And every time Brussels opens its mouth, the amount of money Britain is expected to pay for the right to leave keeps going on up. And right now it is at £85 billion sterling, mostly on demands coming from France and Germany, that they need the money. Without the money coming from Great Britain, the European Union and the euro is going to collapse. And so what they're trying to do is come up with a way where Great Britain can go off and pretend that they've left the European Union, but they're still obligated financially. They're talking about a yearly tithe and maintenance of the open borders. So it's a Brexit in name only if Brussels gets their way. Now, here in the United States, things are getting interesting out in California. California is asking for $100 billion out of Donald Trump's $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Basically, one-tenth of the entire number. And the projects they have include improving roads, bridges, levees, ports, public transportation. So far, the Oroville Dam doesn't seem to be on there again. But they're asking for this money and still saying, we refuse to enforce the immigration laws. So they're going to be building up to a fight there where they're going to try and say, yes, Washington, D.C. owes us this money and we don't have to enforce the immigration laws here. Out in California, the Department of Motor Vehicles has issued 800,000 driver's licenses to illegal immigrants over the last 2 years since the passage of Assembly Bill 60. And here's where it's starting to get really weird in terms of what country are we actually in here, because out in Huntington Park, California, two illegal immigrants were just named to Huntington Park City Commissions. Julian Zadaran is from Sinaloa, and he just accepted an appointment to the Huntington Park Parks and Recreation Commission. Another illegal immigrant, Francisco Medina, has won an appointment to the Health and Education Commission. Needless to say, there are a lot of very angry people, including legal citizens, who wanted those appointments. And we may see protests going on over there as well. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is expanding protections for immigrants who are in the country illegally. emphasizing the city of Los Angeles' refusal to help enforce the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Now, he made a very interesting comment. He said, immigrants are the engine of the Los Angeles economy, with 2 out of 3 residents foreign-born or children of immigrants. In other words, Los Angeles has been taken over by the illegal immigrants. Everybody else moved out, the way Claire and I did some years ago. So that poses a problem, because if the illegal immigrants are removed, you're going to have a pretty much empty city and no tax base with which to repair the infrastructure under Los Angeles, which is in serious, serious shape. There are huge cracks in the water mains under Los Angeles, dumping tons of usable water into the soil underneath. And, of course, that makes that soil much more easy to disrupt in the event of an earthquake. It really is a mess. Another story coming out of California. This is in the Desert Sun. And they're talking about California cases of alleged voting by illegal immigrants opened in 2016, zero. And the article is out there trying to say it was never a problem. We have zero cases opened about illegal immigrants voting. But what they're actually saying is they're not saying they didn't find any cases of illegals voting. They're saying they didn't even look. They didn't even look. Now, one of the reasons the illegal immigrants are being shown such latitude, given so many good things, there's money to be made off of them. There is a company, GEO Group, and it is a private prison company with contracts with governments around the world. And this company is getting rich off of Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Down in Texas, this same company actually wrote the Texas bill extending how long immigrant children can be detained. So they're grabbing them, locking them up, not sending them back home, just holding them in these prison private prisons, and the private prison companies making buku bucks off of that. Now, the immigration group, ALIPAC, has withdrawn its endorsement of President Trump as of yesterday, basically over this issue of the border wall. Is it going to get built or not? And, of course, this emergency spending bill had money for things like Planned Parenthood, but no money for the border wall. Ann Coulter has an article out there saying, Swamp 47, Trump zero. Okay, now, a lot of turmoil going on up. Actually, before I get into Berkeley, something I forgot to mention about this book, Being in Time. Gilad Atzmon devotes a lot of time analyzing the phenomenon of political correctness and showing that it actually has a very long history of being handmaiden to tyranny and dictatorship. And that's another reason you should get the book. But meanwhile, up in Berkeley, where the liberals are out there saying that we support free speech as long as you agree with us, the Berkeley School District is claiming the organizers of all these riots are literally brainwashing the students. And most Americans are now very aware of organizations like Antifa. And Antifa frequently turns peaceful events into total mayhem. They are funded by George Soros. In fact, Antifa actually made a video saying that George Soros owes them back pay. Soros is still trying to kick up chaos and turmoil in the United States of America, and I am not sure why he wants to do that at this point. At some point, the U.S. is going to have to be brought down in order to be made part of the New World Order, and maybe it's sooner than we think. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the State Department, in response to the escalating terror conditions all across Europe, has issued a travel warning for Americans to avoid going to Europe. That may be less about the safety of Americans and more about trying to keep Americans' travel tourism dollars inside the United States for this coming summer, because our tourism industry is in a slump. Remember yesterday they had that article, oh, it's Trump's talk and everything. And no, and it isn't just Trump. It's the abuse of the TSA. It is the civil forfeiture that is taking cash from perfectly innocent travelers. That really discourages a lot of people from coming here, and we're feeling the pinch here in Hawaii from all of this stuff. But they have issued this travel warning saying that American tourists ought to think twice before going to Europe, which is a shame because Europe, at least as it was when I was there back in the 80s, it was beautiful here. A very interesting article that sort of goes along with that same idea. This is from Zero Hedge. And the headline reads, outside the United States is terrifying, parentheses, according to the government. And they're basically talking about what appears to be a propaganda campaign to effectively increase the sense of isolation of Americans by saying, stay here, you know, pay attention to the government. Extremists are on the loose all over the world, and you should stay here. Maybe they're concerned that more Americans are going to be renouncing their citizenship, which is continuing to escalate. Okay. Now, we mentioned this yesterday, but we're going to mention it again because we got a confirmation. The suspect in the Texas stabbings was on Zoloft and was on a prescription for them. He wasn't just picking them up on the black market. And they're saying he had mental health trouble. Well, there's a lot of people who don't have mental health trouble until they're put on these medications. I remember there was this story, that horrible, tragic story came out a couple of years ago. A woman over in Great Britain, young woman, perfectly fine, perfectly healthy, goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, I think I'm going to give you this antidepressant. And she says, why? And he says, well, it'll just make you feel better. And she started taking it, and she started getting all these weird, bizarre symptoms. She goes back to the doctor, and the doctor, instead of saying don't take them anymore, says, well, we'll try something different. And went down this whole catalog of ever more powerful, ever more destructive psychiatric medication until it reached a point where she was not functional anymore. And she had to be put in into a facility. These are very dangerous medications. Virtually all of the mass shooters wagged at us by the gun grabbers were either on or trying to withdraw from these very dangerous medications. But, of course, we're going to blame the guns. We're going to the guns are at fault because we're making too much money on the drugs. We'll blame the guns and take the guns away here. Gardasil has struck again. There is yet another case. This is being reported over Natural News. Mia Bleski, after getting the Gardasil shot, is now paralyzed on the left from the neck down. This is a former straight-A student, aspiring pop star who sang and danced, and she's now having to be homeschooled. And the doctors say it's all in her head, which is what they always say, or you abused your child. Now, over at Harvard, there's an immunologist, Tatiana Obukanch, and basically is out there saying that, contrary to the propaganda that you get on the news, unvaccinated children are not a problem. It is the vaccinated children who are sloughing off the infectious agent through their skin that are triggering these outbreaks. And we keep seeing these reports about an outbreak here, and then you find out the kids who came down sick had the vaccine for that illness. Medical care in this country is all about the money, and it's not about medical care. If the American people were all healthy, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse. Their business model requires you to be constantly ill. We're going to take another break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on back to the subject of vaccines, over at the Health Ranger. Actually, it's Natural News, but they're reporting on the Health Ranger. There is a coming program to test a malaria vaccine in Africa. It's highly toxic, very profitable, has some very nasty side effects. But apparently, in the journal Phytomedicine, they have a study on a plant, the Artemisia annua plant, which is able to cure patients suffering from drug-resistant malaria. These patients were unresponsive to any of the corporate medical treatments, and they were given this plant, and it cured them. And it did so without any toxic side effects. But again, the whole mindset of the medical industrial complex, they don't want to treat diseases with things that are growing in the forest or in your backyard. They want you dependent on their corporate supply pipeline in order to make huge amounts of money. We were talking yesterday about this new drug that goes for $700,000 a year to cure a brain disease in children. Unless you can demonstrate financial need, then it's only $400,000 a year. That's utterly ridiculous. It's shameless profiteering. Okay. And again, a lot of those pharmaceutical medications you get at your local drugstore are actually derived from plant sources to begin with. And the plant sources are often just as effective and have fewer side effects. Because one of the ways the pharmaceutical companies justify higher prices is they add things to them. I keep thinking back to that story we reported on yesterday, where over in Germany, when they were vaccinating for the H1N1, the general population got the vaccine with the adjuvants, some of which are harmful, but they had a special vaccine made up for the rulers, for Angela Merkel and her top government officials, that was the vaccine without the adjuvants. So it makes you wonder, what is the purpose of the adjuvants? Is it a way of getting you addicted to the pharmaceutical industry to literally intentionally cause side effects that will require further treatments? No matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. Now, we're getting some updates now from James Comey's appearance before Congress today, and a couple of things have come on out. Apparently, in this Senate Judiciary Committee, Comey came on out and acknowledged Huma Abedin's classified emails were regularly forwarded to Anthony Weiner's computer. Now, to be accurate about it, at the time this was all going down, Huma and Anthony shared this computer. But it's still a violation of security protocols to have this information outside a controlled, secure computer network. Now, I hope they're not going to set up Huma Abedin to be the scapegoat here. But it's beginning to look like it. You know, Hillary's fine, but Huma, oh, bad Huma, she's the one they're going to offer up and fry as a living sacrifice to keep the story, the cover story intact here. Something else James Comey did while he was under oath, he refused to confirm if the FBI is actually investigating accusations that the Obama administration spied on President Trump's election campaign and transition team. Comey basically came on out and said he could not confirm that in public without authorization from the Justice Department, which he said would have initiated any such investigation. So he's trying to dump this on Sessions. There should be an investigation. We know they were playing fast and loose with the FEMA rules. The only reason they got a FEMA warrant was to make the spying on Trump look legitimate. And the entire basis presented to the FEMA court to get that warrant was that dodgy dossier about Trump and the prostitutes in Moscow, which has been thoroughly discredited. So, something weird is going on there. Now, here is a very bizarre story, and this is from John Rappaport. And it's for you pet owners out there. Apparently, Party Animal is recalling dog food that has tested positive for a euthanasia drug. It's a voluntary recall. It affects the company's Cocolicious dog food brand. And the affected products include 13-ounce cans of Cocolicious beef and turkey dog food, Cocolicious chicken and beef dog food, and they're working with distributors trying to get all the stuff back. But if you have a dog and you buy that brand, read the article, check the lot numbers on your cans of the product. You may have to take them on back in. And I kind of wondered, how does pentobarbital get into dog food? And I had a couple of alert readers who explained what's going on, and I was unaware of this. Apparently, when you take your very ailing animal to the veterinarian, and they can't be saved, and they're put down with pentobarbital. The veterinarians, unless you have arranged for a plot in a pet cemetery, which is very, very rare, the veterinarian companies sell the carcass of the animal to rendering companies, which basically grind it up and put it back into dog food. So your dog may be eating dog food made out of dog. Your cat may be eating cat food made out of cat. That's going to weird them out a little bit. But apparently, the pentobarbital that is used to euthanize these pets is getting through the rendering process into the pet food. And even if it doesn't kill your pet, it's got to be causing some degree of harm. Maybe there's a solution for Ohio. Make the condemned prisoners eat the dog food. Since they can't get the chemicals here. Yes, the airlines. American Airlines has announced they're cutting even more legroom in economy class. Now, I haven't been on American, actually haven't been on a flight at all for a while, but I remember the last time I was in economy class, I literally could not put my feet on the floor because the seat in front just banged into my knees, and now they're going to shrink them up even. Next, they're going to have everybody standing for the entire flight. Just pack them in that way like the Japanese subway trains. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. There's a video that is up on whatreallyhappened.com. As you know, there was this horrendous late spring snowstorm all over the eastern part of the country. We've been talking about it for the last few days and wagging our finger at Al Gore. But as it turns out, there's a downside. It has caused huge losses to spring crops. And apparently at least 32% of U.S. winter wheat was lost in the first week of this month. And there are other agricultural losses mounting in the other areas where snow and cold temperatures were coming down, hitting avocados, lemon, fruit losses across Europe, vineyards up to 50% loss. This is the beginning of the mini ice age, the Maunder minimum. Boy, remember back in 2000 when they were saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past because of human-caused global warming? Now, earlier we had talked about this story out of United Airlines where there was this rabbit breeder who had a giant bunny that was expected to grow to be the world record holder, and the breeder had already found a customer to buy this world record rabbit for who knows what purpose, put it on display, put it on a zoo, and the bunny unfortunately died on this flight. It has now come on out that the prize animal was still alive in good shape when taken off the plane coming from London's Heathrow Airport to Chicago's O'Hare Airport, but was apparently stored in an unheated part of the luggage storage area for 16 hours where it froze to death in the unseasonably cold weather. Now, United Airlines has paid a five-figure compensation to the breeder. They won't say exactly how much, and part of the deal is the breeder is not going to talk about it. So they're trying to make that one go away. But there's another example. We are not seeing a warming world, regardless of what NASA, NOAA, and Al Gore are telling you. So let's talk about computers. I haven't gone out to look at Spectrum recently. Like I said at the top of the show, it's a bit better here. It's not as molasses as it was yesterday, but we're still only getting 10% of the bandwidth we're supposed to be paying for. And that, of course, has led to a lawsuit by New York State against Spectrum, Charter Communications. And I think there ought to be more of them. And all it took in New York was enough people on Spectrum measuring their internet speed. There are all kinds of free tests all over. Vonage has one, Verizon has one, AT&T has one. And you will actually get your real download and upload speeds. And no, they're not going to be all the way to the top of what you're paying because of overhead in the computers, especially if you're using a router. In fact, to get an accurate speed test, you need to go directly to the cable modem. But if you're paying for 300 megabits per second, and you're getting 30, that is a serious, serious problem. And people need to start complaining and start getting these lawsuits going. We have, as a nation, become entirely too complacent with poor quality, poor service, skyrocketing prices. And there's one area where we can stand up and try and make a difference, and that is holding the corporate culture to account, saying if we give you our money for something, you'd better deliver the product that you promise. And not just say, oh, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault, which is what we get whenever we call customer support on Spectrum before that Time Warner. Oh, it must be in your house. You should power cycle your router, power cycle your cable modem, do this, do that, all of which I've done. And again, looking at the outage map for Spectrum on Down Detector, it's obviously a nationwide issue. Reading the comments and complaints there, there are areas in the U.S. where Spectrum Internet is just absolutely down. And tech support is out there trying to convince you it's at your end and it's not their problem. And if you really insist it's their problem, they'll send you a technician 2 to 3 weeks in the future. They're avoiding responsibility for what they're doing. And as we also reported yesterday, officially Spectrum says they do not throttle internet speeds. And yet a document from their own website under network management says that, yes, to deal with congestion, they enforce speed limits. Their whole rationale for saying we're not throttling you is we're not using that word. But that's exactly what they're doing. If you're not getting what you pay for, whether it's computers or cable TV or anything that you buy, you have a right and an obligation to stand up and say this needs to be dealt with. If your supermarket has spoiled food on the shelf, you need to make a stink about it. That's one way we can start pushing back on this corporatocracy. One of the biggest mistakes for the American people that was made by the U.S. government was starting to offer product liability indemnification. And two very obvious examples are computers and vaccines. Now, way, way back at the very beginning of the home computer revolution, when it was the Apple II and the Commodore VIC-20, which I still have a working one up here, it made sense to protect these young fledgling companies from disasters, like the one that hit the company that I was associated with, put out a virus on the Challenger flight simulator disk. But computers and software are not a fledgling, fragile industry anymore. They're multi-billion dollar behemoths, and product liability should be allowed back in again. The way it is set up right now is really very simple. If you own a business and you buy a delivery van, and because of a design defect, that van crashes and you suffer financial harm, you are allowed to sue the manufacturer of the van for your financial losses. If you own a business and you buy a computerized accounting system, and because of a design flaw, it crashes and you suffer financial harm, you are not allowed to sue the computer and software companies. That's actually the law. It's in that end-user license agreement. We make no promises. This stuff may not even work, but we've got your money, and that's all that really matters. It's actually a law that protects them. Now, the other one is the vaccine industry, because in the Homeland Security Act that created the Department of Homeland Security, there was actually a rider on that bill that indemnified vaccine manufacturers from civil litigation for mistakes they make with their products. The rationale was that in the event of a biological weapons attack, the vaccine makers had to be protected if they had to fast-track vaccines through and somebody goofed. But the reality is that indemnification has been there all along, and we are seeing a lot of damage caused by vaccines, and the vaccine makers have no incentive to do a better job because nothing bad happens to them. If you are a parent, your child is vaccinated and suffers harm, you go to the vaccine injury court, and for the most part, on their part, they take this now discredited CDC report saying there is no link between vaccines and autism, and they deny you any payment. So just go on home and live with the fact that you have an autistic child. It's probably your bad genes, or you abused the child. It's all about protecting the money. They're not interested in caring for the American people or protecting you. It's all about protecting the money. In the eyes of the United States government, the money is far more important than you, the American citizen. And that definitely has to change. Now, speaking about computers. Late last week, the National Security Agency came on out with this announcement that they were no longer bulk scanning Americans' emails. The Fourth Amendment is back. Huzzah, huzzah. You can relax and go on back to writing whatever you want in your emails and nobody's peeking, which I didn't believe when it came on out. And then, of course, we had William Binney come on out and say the way the system is designed, they have to scoop up all the email before they can go to a targeted individual with a warrant. So now we're seeing another article out of Reuters saying exactly the same thing. More when we come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We just had a helicopter fly by low enough where the wind came through the window and sort of blew things around in here. Finishing up on this story, Reuters is now admitting that the NSA is still collecting your phone records despite the change in the law. So something to keep in mind here. We're going to take a phone call. Matthew in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan. And one thing that I believe the globalists are doing is they inundate us with so much corruption on so many different levels and so many. It's a barrage, and it doesn't end. And I want to remind the viewership that going back to what Mayor Rothschild said, give me control of a country's currency. I care not who makes the laws. And that's what we need to focus on. Get control of the money back to fund all this, stop the funding of this corruption. If you look at Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $386 billion in drug trafficking money, and they get a slap on the wrist. That's like you and I walking into a bank, robbing it, and throwing a couple hundreds on the floor saying thanks for the opportunity. We have to get everybody focused on the monetary issue because that makes the world go around. We all know it. Take that power out of their hands, get it back in the people's hands. Then we've got a fighting chance to stop the corruption and cut off the money junkies, as you refer to them.
Well, we definitely have to do that. And the United States was originally set up that way. There were very strict limits on campaign contributions so that a politician, the size of their war chest was a direct measure of their popular support. And the laws were written so that large moneyed interests did not have any more effect on politics than any other citizen. Of course, that has now all been whittled away. Even Abraham Lincoln was warning about how the rise of corporate power and corporate money was a threat to the Republic itself. And that's exactly what happened. We're ruled by the money. And the money is in the hands of people who are unelected, unaccountable, with delusions of godhood.
Well, and it was, I think, about 20 years ago that we had that critical tipping point where more than half of the country's citizens either worked for the government, had a contract for the government, or were on welfare. And those people are never going to vote money out of their own pockets. That's just a simple reality. You know, was it Jefferson that said, give this type of government about 200 years and then it'll collapse? Because people learn how to vote money into their own pockets. And he was absolutely correct.
Actually, what Jefferson said was he only expected the government he designed to last 200 years, and then the corruption would accumulate to the point where the American people would revolt. And that was the statement. But yeah, when the money becomes concentrated...
Years later, Matt, but that's okay.
Actually, it was only 100 years that Jefferson said. Once you have large amounts of wealth accumulating, it will always vote more money into its own pocket. And it isn't that they have any more votes than we do. It is that they now have open access to our politicians. The Capitol building is a giant one-stop shopping mall for all the corrupting influences in the country.
There's a big for sale sign there.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. has a big for sale sign right on the front lawn. You got enough money, you can get whatever and whoever you want. The one other thing I was hoping to add.
I'm going to have to hold. Just stay on the line. We'll come right back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.